demonstration tonight. Who knows what this is? Pepsi. And what happens when you turn it over? Just turn it over. Just turn it over. How many is feeling that's what happened in camp meeting this year? Praise God. Hallelujah. All of a sudden, just get a little bit more. How many got something on Monday night? Huh? How many got something on Tuesday? How about Wednesday? Did you get filled up? I just started shaking in the presence of the Holy Ghost. Thank God that He was here. Hallelujah. Thursday. How many got something from the Lord Thursday? Praise the Lord. You just got all shook up in the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. You're probably looking at me right now. How about Friday night? Did you get something from the Lord? Hallelujah. I want you to know it wasn't the evangelist that gave you something. I'll tell you something. It was something that was building up on the inside of your life. Can you say amen? And here comes Saturday. Well, amen, are we going to get all shook up tonight? I don't know. Amen. I tell you what, we just got so shook up. Maybe we just want to open this bottle. Huh? Oh, hallelujah. What happens if you just get so shook up? How many wants to run over in God tonight? Hallelujah. He's here. Praise the Lord. He said the preacher's here. The Holy Ghost is here tonight. Amen. He wants to do something for each and every one of us. Praise God. If you have your Bibles tonight, turn with me to the book of Corinthians, the second chapter of 1 Corinthians tonight. We want to look here as we stand in the reading of God's Word. I thought Pastor Eastman was going to minister this here today in the preacher's meeting. But we want to look here tonight in the Word of God. It says, "Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory." I want us to read verse 9 together, but it is, "As it is written, I had not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him." And we read verse 10, and it says, "But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world," thank God, "but the Spirit which is of God." Can you say amen? "That we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." Verse 16, "For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." Let us raise our hands to the Lord tonight. Heavenly Father, We thank You for Your goodness. We thank You, Lord, for the Spirit of the living God that lives on the inside of our lives. Lord, it is surely Your presence is here tonight to minister and touch every life and every heart. We pray, O God, that You would minister, Lord, the way that You know how. Holy Ghost, we rely on You. We call upon You this night to take control of this service and, Lord, these lives this night. Lord, because we know within us we cannot do nothing without You, and have Your way. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen. You may be seated. God is surely a great God. The Bible begins to talk in the book of Deuteronomy, the 29th chapter and the 29th verse. And it tells us that the secret things belong to God. And those things which He wants to be revealed unto us, they will be revealed. And we find that it is the Spirit of the Lord that moves within our lives. And as long as we begin to let the flesh carnal man removed and be drawn away from us, the Spirit of the Lord comes mightily within our lives. And as the Spirit of the Lord begins to move, there's things that change. There's things that draw us deeper and closer to the Lord. Surely in this camp meeting, prophetic words have been given to the ministries and to the pastors of what the Spirit of the Lord was going to do to the with the churches and with God's people. Surely the Lord wants to do a deep work within your life. Surely the Lord wants to change some things within our lives and within our hearts. Surely the Lord wants to do a deeper work than what it normally looks like. And I believe that as the time is drawing near within the last of the last days, how many believes that God is wanting to do a great work within your heart and within your life? But we find today that there's times when that spiritual man and that fleshly man have a tendency to rise up with one another, and there's a fight, there's a war that breaks out on the inside of our lives. And we find that there are times that the spiritual man and the fleshly man have this battle that's going on. Some wants to go to church, and you want to rise and go to church on Wednesday night, but yet your fleshly man says you're too tired, so stay home. There's times when your spiritual man says, why don't I enter in and receive something from God today or in this camp meeting? And the flesh will rise up and say, no, even you just sit back, you take it easy. You don't have to shout tonight. You don't have to get excited. But you know, there are times when we as a child of God must realize that these deep things that God wants to work within our life will come from the Spirit of the Lord. And as the Spirit of the Lord begins to move and the Spirit of God begins to touch your life, don't quench the Spirit of God. Don't turn it away. But you've got to let the Spirit of the Lord move within your life. You've got to let that drill within your being. And as the Spirit of God begins to work and move within you, you've got to know that God wants to reveal something deep into your spirit. You've got to realize today that God wants to lift you up above the shadow, and He wants to plant your feet on solid ground. We are going to talk about a deeper life in the Lord. How many wants to go to a deeper experience in God? God has spoken it through His Word. God has spoken it through the prophecies. But it's up to you today to want to desire to go deeper in God, and even desire, even to reach out into the things that God has for you. Now the Bible tells us here in verse 9 of 1 Corinthians that it says that I had not seen. Sometimes we think that just because we got a little goosebump, and amen, just because we shout a little bit, that we've got it. I want you to know something today, that God has something deeper for you. Oh, many times we think that amen, we're all right just because of the way that somebody else is looking. Amen. But let me say, you can't go on amen, their experience. How many believes today you got to get experience from God? You got to touch heaven for yourself. So many times we think that we can go to heaven on mom and dad's shirt tail, even grab a hold of their coat and think everything is okay. But I want you to know today, you've got to find an experience for yourself. You've got to know what God is speaking and saying to you. Amen. And so many times that we think, oh, just because the pastor's preaching good, or amen, it's good camp meeting, that we're smoothing it out. Amen. But how many knows, just because you come and sit in these chairs, doesn't mean that you are okay. God wants something deeper for you. And my God, if you reach out and say, Lord, I want something more than what I had yesterday. I want a fresh touch of the Holy Ghost today. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. We find that eye had not seen, nor ear hath heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. I thank God for the evangelist that came. Even He brought us up to the level, even where, as we look at it, we should be. How many thanks God that even He brought you up this week? Even some of you through your weeks have been facing many things. Some of you have been going through many trials. Some of you have been going through many heartaches. Some of you have been going through many tears and troubles that you have faced through the time. But you said, oh, if I can just get to camp meeting, if I can just get into the presence of the Lord, if I could just touch the hem of His garment, if I could just reach out, if I could just get closer to the Lord. How many can honestly say you got closer to the Lord this week? But you know something. Amen. I want you to know that there is an enemy warring against your life, that will work in your life, that will come against you. My friend, today you must realize that when the enemy comes in like a flood, we talked about it, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. I want you to know today that there is nothing in this world today that can cause the Spirit of God even to be gone and lost unless that fleshly man rises up and allows it. Sometimes we think, well, amen, it's all right, I'm okay, I'm cool. That used to be a young teenager's time. Cool, cool. We're all right, everything's okay, it's cool, things are fine. But God, amen, has something prepared for the church. And He is getting the church prepared and ready for this end time day. Can you say amen? My Bible tells me in the book of Joel that it was prophesied in the last days men will see visions. When's the last time you've seen a vision of the things of God? When was the last time you had a mighty revelation of what God wanted to do, even for your life, or even in the life of those around you? And also said that there's going to be dreams. When is the last time you dreamed about heaven? We sung about it here just a little bit ago. We sung about the goodness and the goodness of God. But when is the last time you had a real down deep experience of drawing closer to the Lord? Hallelujah. Now even we find that it is the Spirit that is preparing us for a deep work that He wants to do within our life. Now even if you get quiet on me, that's alright. But I want you to know it's the same Holy Ghost that was in even the house a few nights ago. Amen. And it's still here today. Amen. But you've got to realize that God wants to do some things within our lives. Amen. It'll help us along. Come on, look at your neighbor today and say it'll help us. Amen. Sometimes we think, oh, amen, the preacher's so mean, the Spirit of God is just putting me in my place. But you know, how many knows we should be in that place where God desires to move and to work within our lives? Come on, look at your neighbor and say, Mama taught me better than that. Sometimes we get away from the raising and the teachings of our parents and the teachings of the ways of God. Amen, we need to look at the life of Daniel and what God had done to give him a deeper life and a deeper walk with God. You know, in the Word of God, Daniel purposed it in his heart that he would not defile his life because he did not want to eat of the king's meat, but he purposed within his life that he would stick in there and serve God regardless of what come his way. And you know what? God had developed something within his life. And amen, God wants to burst something into your life and into your being today. Amen. And how many believes he started it here in camp meeting? Amen. Somebody said, yeah, he started it when I got saved. Thank God he saved you. How many thanks God that he pulled you up out of a miry clay? Set your feet on the solid rock. Now, you got something to shout about today, church. You got something to be joyful in today. Why? Because of what the Lord has done for you. But you see here, my Bible tells me, amen, that the heart of man, amen, neither the things seen in the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for them that love Him. God has something great in store for each and every one of us. Amen, we see in the book of Luke, we see a man who was going deeper, but he was heading deeper into things that was not to be played with. The Bible says that he went into the world and he spent all that he could on riotous living. And that sent him deeper into sin, deeper into the things of this world, deeper into things that he was not to be playing around with. But how many knows, if we look here in the book of Matthew tonight, we want to look at a man by the name of Peter. Peter, as we look here in the very beginning of Matthew, we want to look here, and it says here in chapter 4, as Jesus begins his ministry, Jesus had heard about John being cast into prison. And the Bible tells us here that he was walking by the sea in verse 18 of chapter 4 of Galilee and saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Amen. Starting right from the very beginning, there was a salvation. There was somebody that decided to follow Jesus. There was somebody by the name of Peter that said, hey, I see what Jesus is doing. I see what is going on. And you know, amen, it's like a little bit of the sometimes the church. They see what is going on and they said, oh, hey, I'll follow along with the crowd. But how many believes today you can't follow the crowd? Crowds get you in trouble. People, when you begin to follow after things that is not pleasing unto God, you're heading in the wrong direction. When we talk about a deeper life, God wants us to get deeper in Him. He doesn't want us to stay shallow. He doesn't want us just to be on our saved level. But how many knows there's something greater than just being saved as a child of God? There's something greater than just sitting in the pew and saying everything is all right because I'm in the following. I'm okay. But you see, Jesus begins to work on this young man by the name of Peter. And we find that as Jesus comes along his household one time, Jesus stretches his hand out and heals Peter's mother-in-law. Whoa! Then we begin to see something that the Lord has begun to do in his life. It just draws him. How many thankful that the Spirit of God draws you to Him? Hallelujah. He said, draw nigh unto me and I'll draw nigh unto you. Amen. I believe today as we draw nigh unto God, not only are we to stay in His presence, amen, and just stay around the surface, but we are to continue to look into Him and say, Lord, amen, there's something different. Amen, there's something different than what the world has to offer. I must go deeper in God. I must come to a place in my life where shallowness is not going to just do it. Salvation is not going to just do it. Sometimes we think that just because we can get them saved, that we've got them. But a couple weeks later, men go backwards and they backslide and they fall back away from the things of God. Why? Because they have not went deeper in God and they have not followed the things that God wanted them to. And we find it as Peter begins to follow the Lord. Amen. We find it. Amen. Great things begin to happen. And then he comes to that experience when even he begins to find Jesus on that water. And Jesus begins to speak and said, amen, why don't you just come? And Peter gets out of that boat. How many knows he was a type of a man that always had something to say? He was a type of man that always kind of opened mouth and inserted foot. Have anybody ever been there before? Amen. Where, amen, he always was one that would just get out in the front of the crowd and say, hey, I think it should go this way. I think it should go that way. He was still following the Lord. But amen, we find that as he got out of that boat, he began to walk on the water, and the waves and the winds around him caused him to look at those things, and he took his eyes off of the Lord. I mean, oh, amen, as you begin to follow Christ, you got to keep your eyes on the Lord. Hallelujah. Following him and following his example. But as we find that as he begins to walk through his journey, yes, he had an experience. Yes, amen, he was coming to that place in the Lord. But yet we find that as it was coming time for Christ to die on that cross, his disciples there in that upper room, amen, Peter spoke out, I'll never deny you, Lord. I'll never do that because I love you so much. I'll stay with you to the very end. How many times have we ever said that, amen, and faltered and fell by the wayside? Why? Because, amen, our heart was not there. At times the spirit is, amen, now willing, but the flesh becomes weak. And you know the story. As he come there to warm his hands at that fire, all of a sudden, amen, the woman says, hey, you're part of that crowd. And I'll tell you, sometimes today, we don't want to be considered part of that crowd. Are you out there today? Oh, come on, they dance on the floor, they shout, they run. We don't want to be considered part of that. It was his experience. But he needed a greater experience. Can you say amen? He had something what you call shallow experience. But we find that Jesus still had a heart towards Peter. And I'd like to say, even though we falter and even though we failed, the Lord still has a heart for each and every one of us, the Spirit of the Lord that will come in and move and work in our behalf. And we find here today that as that come time for the crucifixion, Peter, he runs and says, I do not know him. But yet on that resurrection day, Mary found him. Amen. And the stone was rolled away. Jesus speaks unto the Mary and says, you go tell the other disciples and Peter. How many knows the Lord didn't give up on him? The Lord has not given up on you. He's still fighting for your life. He's still fighting for your soul. He's still fighting for your heart. The Lord is moved with compassion upon those today that'll reach to Him, that'll call upon His name. Can you imagine the grief that He felt Peter did when He knew what He had done? So many times we think, well, I've neglected, or I can't pray like I should, so I might as well not even say. Don't you dare give up. Come on, hallelujah. You may have failed yesterday, but that doesn't mean that you can't get up, church. That doesn't mean that you can't keep fighting. That doesn't mean that you can't get up and say, Lord, forgive me. I'm going to failed you yesterday, but I want to go on today. Do not ever forget that God doesn't love you. And as we see that the times was gone, Peter was there, and turn with me to the book of Acts. See, he had a shallow experience of following the Lord. It's sad today to say many of us have a shallow experience when it comes time to serve the Lord. And Wednesday we can't make it because we're too tired. On Sunday, you know, we're too sick. In the wintertime, it's too cold. And in the summertime, it's too hot. And in camp meeting time, we just might as well shut the whole church down. And we might as well just, well, you know, I can't make it to camp meeting either. Where is your faithfulness to the things of God? Now, amen, if God, amen, has something prepared for you, the Bible said here in Corinthians, it was deep things. It was things that you didn't even know about. Things, amen, that you have yet to be seen. But if you slack away from that, how can you get closer to what God has? For you. How can you get closer to what God has for you? And the Bible tells us in the third chapter that Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer. You see, they had an experience. They got something deeper than just salvation. They got something deeper than what they were thinking about. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none." Come on, it's not in the materialistic things that's going to get the job done. Programs is not going to get you the experience that you need. Programs is not getting you the great things that He has prepared for you. Sometimes we want to do it our way when we need to turn around and let God do it His way. Amen. Silver and gold, I don't got. I don't got what you want. But I sure enough have something that you need. How many believes it? Amen. I have something that you need. It's called an experience in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That'll change you. Amen. This lame man, all those years at that gate, all those years, amen, with that experience, came to the point as he was reaching out. Many times I'm sure he reached out to others. But you know, he reached out to the one that had something in God. Hallelujah. They're going to reach out to you. They're going to come to your church. They're going to come to your place of work. But do you have enough of the goods to give to them? Come on. Amen. Sister Larson said, amen, it's time that we don't just ask for all the instruments. I believe we've got what God give to us. How many believes God give us the power, amen, to tread on scorpions? He's already given us and equipped us with the goods. Amen. I have time to talk about the goods, but the goods will keep you to your dying day. The goods will help you in your time of need. The Holy Ghost, when you can't do no more, will take over, amen, and cause you, amen, to get into the heavenlies of heavenlies and begin to talk to Him. Amen. You don't know what else to do, get in the Spirit of God. When you don't know where else to go, get in the Spirit of God. When you want a deeper experience, amen, get into the Holy Ghost and fire. I can't understand why somebody just sits there, amen, and not shout. Come on, give me four guys here. Amen, one, two, three, four. Hurry up. Amen, real quick. I want one to stand here right now, real quickly. Amen, one here, one here. One over there, one right there. Amen, story goes on to tell one time about a church that was going on real good. Amen. Going on just as usual. But there was this brother that was in that church. He liked to shout. Are you hearing me tonight? He liked to shout. And this church was getting a little bit dignified. It was getting to the place where it was building. And they didn't like that brother shouting very much. So you know what they did? The two deacons began to talk to him one day. And they said, "Brother so-and-so, you gotta take care of the furnace." Come on, how many know this? Get them out of the way a little bit. They don't want no radical stuff going on here. "Go down into the furnace room, and can you take care of the fire?" Oh, yes. He was willing. He went down there, and he started taking care of the fire. All of a sudden, they're up there singing, "How Great Thou Art." Oh, and this brother begins to sense the presence of the Lord. All of a sudden, he begins to shout down there, "I'm not even at the stove." Anybody with me? How many knows you can shout in the grocery store? Even when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you, you can shout in your bedroom. You can shout even wherever God may be. Hallelujah. And He'll be there to hear you. All of a sudden, those deacons heard that man shouting. Oh, come on, we gotta shut him down. They went down in the basement. "Brother, we just come to the conclusion where you can't shout at all in our church." Oh, no more Pentecostal shouts in our church? "You mean, what are you talking about? You can't do this anymore in our church." You know what? That man went home, head down. And as he went down, he went home to his house. But you know, those deacons got to feeling pretty bad. How many knows we don't like it when we chase anybody off from a church? So they went, and here's this brother in his house. Not in his house, but he's out there in his garden. And he's just singing "Amazing Grace." Hallelujah! How sweet the sound. Oh, hallelujah! Praise God! Doesn't that get you excited when you think about the grace of God? Oh, he was shouting. And they're thinking, "Wow, we got him out of a church and he's still shouting." They came up to him. "Hey, brother, we really felt bad about getting you out of our church. We felt bad about sending you out of here, and we just come to apologize." He said, "Oh, that's all right. That's okay." He said, "You can come back to our church on one condition." He said, "What's that? What condition is that?" "Well, if you don't shout anymore." Oh, hallelujah. How many knows you can't take the shout out of a Holy Ghost haven filled with man of God? Amen. That makes no difference what the devil may try to do. Amen. You still shout regardless. But you know what he did? He had a fence. These guys are just the fence post here tonight. So, hallelujah. He walked over to this fence post. He said, "Oh, glory! Hallelujah! Oh, when I think about that beautiful sky up there, it makes me want to shout. Hallelujah! Aren't you glad for the creation that God has given to you?" Oh! Then he said, "Look here, guys." He was an elderly man. I don't even know how old he was, but he was enjoying the presence of God. He come over to this fence post and he looks and says, "Oh, glory, look at my, the grass that we are walking. Isn't it beautiful?" Oh, and he begins to shout. He walks over and he's shouting unto God. Oh, his hands are lifted into the air towards the Lord. He gets to this fence post. Oh, and then all of a sudden he just begins to, amen, dance and shout. Amen. He said, "Here, you look here. Amen. Look at that stream that's flowing right there. Isn't that beautiful? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. He comes over here. here, and he walks over here. It didn't, amen. Those men were probably looking at him like, what is going on? Hey, I want you guys to know, amen, that this here ground that I am walking on, you may not want me to shout in your church, but I look at the goodness of the Lord, and what he's done for me, and if you don't want me to shout in this church, I'll crawl or I'll walk from fence post to fence post shouting and praising the Lord. It makes no difference what you may want me to do. I'm going to shout it anyway. Come on, let's shout it unto God tonight. Amen. We are victorious in Jesus Christ. Our Lord, makes no difference what that devil may try to do. I'm going to shout it. Thank you, guys. Amen. And there are times that we will forget about even the things around us and say, God, you have something deeper for me than you've called me into. I can't play the game anymore. I can't, Lord, just have a little surface experience. But God, I need something greater. I mean, that every time your soul is reached out and said, Lord, I don't want to display church. I don't want to just have an ordinary service. But God, I want something greater than, God, what I had last week. Amen. Yes, ashes of a fire or yesterday's. Amen. Fire. Yesterday's experience. But how many knows this evangelist? Amen. With the Holy Ghost put a little fire, amen, underneath us. And how many knows when a little fire is starting to burn? That means that it's not going out. How many believes you got some fire of the Holy Ghost on the inside of your life? How many believes today that it may be small and it may be little, but God, amen, will add, amen, a little wind of the Holy Ghost, amen, to stretch it into your life and into your heart? Can you say amen? God has deeper things yet in store for the church. What is it? Well, you've got to get your eyes in the Spirit of God. Get your eyes, amen, away from the flesh that is moving and working in your body and your life day by day, and push past those things and get into the gates of His presence. Hallelujah. Get into the power of God. Come on, hallelujah. Let's get into the flow of His Spirit one more time. Let God give you dreams and let God give you visions one more time. Somebody says, well, God did give me a vision. You know, it may be 5 years ago that God had given you the vision. But let me say, God's going to birth it into your experience tonight. And amen, cause that vision to come alive again. Amen. God may have spoke to you some years ago. But let me say, my friend, today that God will birth that back into your experience. Why? Because it is His Spirit that we look to. Eye hath not seen, ears have not heard what the great things that God has in store for the church. How many believes He's coming soon? How many believes He's coming back? Not for a defeated group of people. Not for a downcast, trodden people. But my friend, He's coming back. Now for a glorious church. That gives me something to shout about today. Why? Because I am part of that church. You are part of that church. Don't let the devil hymen destroy your vision. Don't let them hide it. Amen. But my God, get a hold of it. And get a hold of the horns of the altar one more time, and let God move in your life. Hallelujah. Let Him speak some things into you right now. Lift your hands all across this place and say, God, amen, speak to my heart. Speak to my being. Lord, you said it, but God, it's not here yet. Don't you dare give up. Amen. Don't you dare let the devil tell you that it's not going to come. Amen. I believe by the power of God today, it shall come. It will come. Why? Because you are in that Spirit. Spirit of God. Amen. And you're waiting, amen, for your experience. You're waiting for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. To put a fire in your bowl. Amen. Jeremiah. Amen. Getting back to that bottle. Amen. The prophet Jeremiah said, amen, I don't know, but it feels like a fire down in my bones. Amen. I don't know what it's going to do, but it may set you back, amen, into the place where God, amen, will set you on fire. Amen. You'll be able to stand, amen, not with just 3 points in a sermon, but my God, He'll give you, amen, the unction of the Holy Ghost to stand and minister the Word of God, to sing under the anointing of God one more time. Why? Because it's the Holy Ghost that'll set you free, amen, from the things that hold you bound. God's people are too bound, amen, and they will not let God move and work. And see, the enemy will hold back that promise that God has given to you. Amen. But I'll tell you, back in Jesus' time, and back in those days of the disciples, there were times when, oh, there was a little child that was just so sick and bound by an evil spirit. There were times when women would come, and oh, they were just not able to reach to the Lord because of the infirmities and because of the sickness. But you know what? Even the next town heard about Jesus and about what He could do and about the experience that He could give them. And you know what happened about that time? Amen, I can see 5 of those people in that city just begin to look down the road. They begin to look down there because they heard that He was going to come by their way. They heard that He was going to, amen, come into their city. So you know what they begin to do? They begin to look around. Oh, I can see the little children as they begin to watch down that road. Oh, and they begin to see, oh, amen, if the Lord Jesus was going to come by their way. Come on, lift your hands if you believe Jesus is going to come by this way today. Amen. I believe that He was a promise that was given unto them. And you know what? That promise was coming down a dusty road. Oh, it wasn't now known in no Mercedes. It wasn't in no, amen, great big plane. But Jesus, as He walked down that dusty road, He came with healing in His hand. Oh, come on, you hear me today. He came with deliverance, amen, in His hand. He came, hallelujah, with victory. Oh, hallelujah. He came, oh, not just to let them stay bound, and not just to let them stay in their little shallow experience, but He came to give them an experience that they would never be the same again. Can you say amen? Oh, hallelujah. And when they came, oh, hallelujah, amen, some reached out to Him. And as that woman with the issue of blood reached out to Jesus, He knew that immediately something touched Him. Somebody reached out. Oh, and amen, He felt something supernatural take place. The flowing of the Spirit reached in and touched that woman. Let me say today, amen, you want to get deeper? Reach out. You want to get stronger? Amen, get in. Oh, it's not time to stay outside, amen, and watch others get it. But how many knows today, you've got to get an experience, amen, in God. Deeper things. Hey, I'm going to not just stick around here and just play in this pool. Why? I'm not going to stay in here and just watch Pharaoh come and destroy all these people. I'm not going to stay here and just be killed by Pharaoh. I'm not going to stay here and let the prophets of Baal rise up and... come on here, are you hearing this tonight? I'm not going to stay here and let them rise up and say they're greater than my God. David said, hey, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? I'll tell you what, where did he get his experience? In a little shepherd's field. But my God, how many knows when he came out? He came powerful, the power of God. Why? Amen, because, amen, God would met him there. I'd like to say today, God will meet you at the point of your need, at the point of your desperation hour. God will meet you and give you an experience in Him. How many believes today God's going to take you deeper? How many believes tonight God is going to pull His Spirit into you tonight and show and burst things into you that you have never dreamed or imagined before? Church, today eyes have not seen, ears have not even heard as they come to the instruments tonight. Amen. You've got to believe today that the Lord wants to do great and mighty works and things within your life. But you've got to let the Spirit of God move. You cannot hold back. You cannot hinder. You cannot say, well, another time. Amen. What happens at camp meeting time? You get, oh, what an experience you get. Shut under the bus satai. Thank God for that experience. But as you get ready to go home, God is preparing you for your hour. Amen. When He will challenge you and put you to the test. Did He really get something in camp meeting? Did He really receive the Holy Ghost? Did the Holy Ghost really stir you? Did the Holy Ghost really shake you? How? Amen. As we come back to this bottle one more time, did He do something for you? Did He do something for you? Amen. How many, amen, can say tonight He's done something for you at this camp meeting? Amen. If He's done something for you now, amen, let me say something. You want to get deeper in God and have a deeper life in God? Amen. Pull this cap off. Come on. Let your life explode. Let your life explode. Hallelujah. Let it explode in God. Let it explode in the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's stand tonight. Let's stand. Hallelujah. God wants to, amen, give you a deeper walk in God. Hallelujah. Let it explode in God tonight. Hallelujah. Let's come to the front right now as God, amen, His Spirit is moving. Amen, and working. Hallelujah. How many wants to get deeper in the Lord? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Handle the bashandle the basataya. Yodle the bashandle the basataya. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's begin to reach out to Him today. Let's begin to reach out to Him tonight. Hallelujah. As God begins to deal with your heart and even begin to say, God, more than anything, Lord, I want a deeper walk. I want a deeper life than what I had. God, I don't want just, Lord, a shallow experience. God, I don't want just something, Lord, that'll play with my mind and my emotions and, Lord, my feelings. But God, I want a deep field heart experience in You. God, I want something, Lord, Lord, more than what I had yesterday. I want something more than what I had last week. God, I want to live this experience. I want to live this life for You, God. I want to live, God, what You is calling me to do today, oh God. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me today, oh God. Help me today, oh God, to have that deeper walk. To have that deeper experience today, oh God. Let's touch Him tonight. Let's reach out. Oh, let's say, God, more than anything today, God. More than anything today, oh God. More than anything today, oh God. I want that experience in You, Lord. I want that walk with You, Lord. It'll keep me, Lord. Lord, and if I stumble, Lord, I can get back up and go on. Lord, if I falter, Lord, I know, Lord, that I can make it because of You and what I've had within You today, oh God. Let's reach out. Oh, let's reach out to Him today. Oh, Shandarabasata.